worldwide podcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice on my mother's 82nd birthday in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 15 with verses 6 through 15. Now, on the occasion of the feast, Pilate used to release to them one prisoner whom they requested. A man called Barabbas was then in prison along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. The crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he was accustomed. Pilate answered, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate again said to them in reply, "Then what do you want me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted again, "Crucify him." Pilate said, "Why? What evil has he done?" They only shouted the louder, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them and, after he had Jesus scourged, handed him over to be crucified. You know, we meditate each day on different mysteries of the rosary, and one of them is called the Sorrowful Mysteries. The fifth mystery is the death by crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You know, there's only one crucifixion that paid humanity for its sin. There were many a death on a cross back in the day of Roman rule, but only God saved your soul. This is the only thing we have to believe, is whether or not Jesus allowed the Jews to kill him to satisfy the entire sins of humanity, past, present, or future. Amen? They chose a killer over a king. How could they? Free will sure gets us in trouble, seeking pleasure over pain that God is the only one that can ordain. One discomfort is our growth in Christ. No matter the problem, we can and will work through it to advise how to seek His shelter, His strength, and His salvation, to share redemption of any and all hurts that harnessed our souls for way too long, or that have just begun. Something in your life has led you back to God, where God has stood resilient, seeking to expose you to His charity, living a life of love, faith, and hope of His grace, where we practice what we preach, because our lives are sought in prayer, where we believe His cross gave us freedom from shame we dare. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife as we do each day, but today we pray a happy 82nd birthday to my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who is a mother of four and has brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We always pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 15 with verses 6 through 15. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Before His Crucifixion, Eternally Paid Us. Feast occasion requested, prisoner released. Rebellion, murderer Barabbas, they would seek. King over a killer, Pilate thought of him at least. Priests, chiefs, choose a murderer over the meek. Jews, king released, Pilate asked. Priest of envy was their chief cause to task. Him crucify, their faces were masked. Done what evil has he? The louder the crowd basked. Him crucify, louder they shouted. Crowd satisfied, Pilate was rapid. Barabbas released, scourging Jesus. Before his crucifixion, eternally paid us. Amen. I'm Thomas Shelcruz Wiggins. It's November 19th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, thank heavens for 7-Eleven as we close today at 7-Eleven and our good friends' blessings to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Call on the Lord for all things in His name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.